Think about the last time you walked into a room and immediately sensed something was off or felt an instant connection with someone you just met. What if I told you that feeling wasn't intuition in some vague sense, but your natural ability to read energy? We live in a world obsessed with tools and techniques, spending fortunes on crystals, candles, and courses, yet the most potent magical instrument has been with us all along, our own consciousness. This isn't mystical thinking. It's a return to an ancient understanding that modern science is finally catching up with. Everything is energy, and you've always had the power to work with it. Magic begins not with exotic rituals, but with something far more fundamental, the five elements that compose existence itself. Earth, air, fire, water, and spirit aren't just poetic metaphors. They're energetic frequencies we can consciously access and direct. Earth grounds us in physical reality. When anxiety spirals out of control, it's often because we've lost connection to this stabilizing force. Simply pressing your bare feet against the floor while imagining roots extending deep into the ground can transform panic into presence within minutes. This isn't wishful thinking. You're literally reconnecting with the electromagnetic field of the planet, which studies show reduces stress hormones and inflammation. Air brings movement and freshness to stagnant situations. Ever notice how stepping outside for 3 deep breaths can unstick a problem you've been wrestling with for hours? That's air element at work, clearing mental cobwebs and inviting new perspectives. Your body is your primary magical tool. Your index finger acts like a wand, projecting and absorbing energy in straight lines. Magical power flows vertically through your body, earth energy rising, cosmic energy descending, but redirects through your arms. Point your dominant hand's index finger outward to send energy. Angle your non-dominant hand's palm upward to receive it. Stuck in traffic? Point your finger at the congestion and direct calm, flowing energy into the situation. The cauldron of lilac fire exists within your heart center, a vibrant pink-violet flame transmuting negativity into blessing. This isn't visualization. You're activating a real energetic structure, combining cool lunar blue with hot solar red. Regular practice strengthens this connection until you can instantly summon this flame in challenging situations. Your palms emit healing energy when activated. Connect earth and cosmic light at your heart center, tune the frequency to your intention, then direct energy through your palms to bless food, charge water, or send healing across any distance. The mirrored sphere provides protection and invisibility. Visualize mirrors surrounding you, reflecting all energies back to their source, shielding against envy, unwanted attention, and psychic intrusion. People see only themselves reflected, making you effectively invisible. Magical practitioners harness energetic properties of colors and essences. Visualized color and light work powerfully because they transcend material constraints. Black connects you to deep inner power and authentic self-expression. Extremely absorbent, it neutralizes excessive energy and grounds scattered consciousness. When feeling unmoored, visualize soft black velvet absorbing all external expectations, leaving only your true self. Black eventually saturates and needs cleansing. Light blue brings fresh spring morning energy, attracting similar vibrations while facilitating harmonious communication. Before difficult conversations, surround yourself in sparkly light blue light. Speaking truth becomes easier without triggering defensiveness. Royal blue provides powerful protection without black's heaviness. Envision yourself encased in a bright sphere. You'll move through your day impermeable to negativity as drama bounces off your field. Emerald green corresponds with the heart chakra and carries omniscient healing wisdom. Unlike other colors you direct, emerald green possesses its own intelligence. Simply send it where healing is needed and trust it knows what to clear. Lavender transmutes negativity into positivity through gentle receptivity. Surrounding yourself in lavender light creates subtle magnetism. People find themselves inexplicably drawn to you. Bright white light purifies and protects by reflecting all colors back to their source. Visualizing it filling your body activates stuck energy, dissolves toxic thought forms, and shields from negativity, an energetic full system reset. Once you've spent time with crystals physically, you can call upon their energy remotely. Send rose quartz vibration through pale pink light for self-love. Visualize sitting on black tourmaline to draw out negativity. The helpers you call upon in magical work aren't separate beings granting favors. They're facets of the infinite divine, which you're also part of. We give different names to these facets to help us relate to and co-create with the infinite. Archangel Michael offers enthusiastic help with everyday challenges. Visualize him cutting cords of fear or unhealthy attachment with a sword of pure light, then vacuuming away the debris. His energy feels like the sun, pure light and heat that burns away everything unlike itself. Archangel Raphael specializes in physical healing. Invoke his name while visualizing emerald green light flooding areas of pain or illness. You also have guardian angels specifically assigned to you. Sit quietly, focus on golden white light surrounding you, and ask how many you have and their names. Maintain these relationships with tokens of thanks, visualized flowers, fragrant smoke, or heartfelt gratitude. Deities from various traditions assist with specific intentions. Aphrodite embodies love and attraction. Call on her for romance or healing sexual wounds. Ganesh removes obstacles when you're buried in bureaucracy. Lakshmi governs wealth and prosperity. Fairies come from the divine realm of nature. Instead of asking for help, cultivate relationships and let them bestow favors according to their whims. Take regular walks outdoors, notice flowers and trees, and leave offerings like shiny coins or walnut shells of ale. You can even create magical helpers from scratch using visualization and intention. Breathe life into them by envisioning cosmic light from above and earth light from below meeting to animate your creation. Name them, interact with them as family, and assign specific protective roles. This isn't pretend. You're giving form to aspects of consciousness that work on your behalf. The universe communicates through symbols, synchronicities, and signs. Valid symbols feel uncommon, a wild parrot where they're rare, or common creatures appearing unusually. Trust your inner nudge above all. If you're considering Hawaii and spot 3 Hawaii license plates in one day, receive that as guidance. As your practice deepens, inner symbols during meditation often outweigh physical manifestations. During energy work for a romance-seeking client, you might repeatedly see Krishna and Radha, perhaps recommending decor featuring these divine lovers. Dreams provide direct communication with your limitless self. The most effective interpretation? Simply ask yourself, "What do you think that means?" Trust your first instinct. You're the expert on your own dreams. When your tarot deck isn't available, perform readings mentally. Clear your mind, consider your question, and watch for a card image to surface. Walking outdoors connects you with divine wisdom. Walking barefoot allows your feet to absorb spiritual wisdom and healing energy. Studies confirm it reduces stress hormones and strengthens immunity. Transform house cleaning into magical practice by setting intentions. As this stove gets shinier, I become more irresistibly magnetic to wonderful new friends. A cleaner house allows blessings to flow more abundantly. All magical work requires proper cleansing and protection. For personal cleansing, visualize lemon-scented yellow light swirling through you, removing stuck energy and cocooning you in protection. Or step outside with arms outstretched, letting the breeze carry away negativity. To sever energetic connections, visualize roots growing into Earth's core, while branches extend skyward. Then speak a banishment, releasing all cords of attachment. For space cleansing, visualize white sage smoke expanding counterclockwise through your home into every corner. Call on Archangel Michael to escort stuck energies to the light. For instant protection, invoke Archangel Michael or Goddess Brigid to surround you with white-hot fire, an impenetrable shield blocking negativity. For physical healing, draw golden white light from Earth's core and rainbow light from space. Merge these at your heart and direct them through your hands into areas needing healing. To attract a divine romantic partner, begin at sunrise on a new moon facing east. Continue each morning until the full moon, visualizing sunlight filling your heart. On the full moon night, call to your unknown partner under moonlight, inviting someone loving, trustworthy, and perfect for you. You are not learning magic, you're remembering it. Every technique reveals what's always been true. You are a conscious channel of infinite creative power, and reality responds to your focused intention. The tools and rituals are training wheels. You need no special equipment or years of training, just your consciousness, your intention, and willingness to see the world as it is. Energy responding to energy. Consciousness shaping consciousness. As you integrate these practices, reality becomes more responsive. Synchronicities increase, challenges resolve easily. Flow replaces struggle. Consistency matters more than perfection. 5 minutes of daily elemental alignment yields greater results than elaborate occasional rituals. The boundary between magical practice and ordinary life dissolves. Morning coffee stirred clockwise while visualizing success becomes prosperity magic. Loving thoughts toward a struggling friend become distance healing. Conscious breath before difficult conversations becomes protection. Living magically means understanding yourself as an energy pattern intertwined with all existence. By becoming conscious of vibrations within and around you, you shape them according to your will and attune your life to authentic desires. Wield this power with humility, intending peace and healing for all. In a world that has forgotten its magic, you are remembering yours. This is your birthright, your natural state, your true power. Not something to achieve, but something to recognize. The magic isn't coming. It's already here. You are already it. Now, live accordingly.